Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lori Neufeld. This week on AK, the most famous auction in Alaska. The 31st annual Talkeetna Bachelor's Auction had another full house when more than 240 ladies packed into the Sheldon Arts Hangar last weekend. 40 of Talkeetna's finest eligible bachelors were auctioned off and raised over $9,000 for women and children in crisis. KTNA's Loria Nettleton, an eligible bachelor himself, got the inside scoop on all the action.
I came to Talkeetna from Fairbanks in October to do news at KTNA and had to start the process of learning the names and faces in this town of 400 souls. After making introductions, the second thing nearly everyone said to me was, "You will, of course, be in the auction." This was not so much a question as a statement of fact. The Talkeetna Bachelor Auction began as a way to bring women to town, and for 31 years has turned its proceeds over to help women and children in crisis. Everyone I talked to said it is the best party of the year. Bachelor Society Board President Todd Bazalone has been in the Bachelor's Auction for 13 years.
The Shelter for Women and Children in Crisis is, you know, our main charity, and it's a big party that everybody has fun at, especially the women. I mean, you've never been to it, and anybody that hasn't been to it, you're in for a shock. I think, you know, how much fun it really is, because the only people in the audience are women, and people let loose.
I decided I might be able to say the three words no journalist should: I'm for sale, and signed up. I set some clear ground rules for the weekend. Number one, no lady was getting to first base. Number two, I would make no proposals of marriage. When the night finally arrived, the anticipation was the worst part. At 7, the bachelors were brought into the auction house to be introduced to the ladies as a group. With a wall of men as a backdrop, the winner of the Wilderness Woman's Contest, Emily Bernhardt, was crowned with a wolf fur hat and a gold nugget necklace. Remember that second rule? The one where I swore I wouldn't propose?
Marry me, Emily!
I'm confident she'll say no. No guys are allowed in the building unless they're getting auctioned, so the bachelors had to mill around outside and wait until we were called. We were herded 5 at a time into a cattle chute of sorts to wait like lambs for the slaughter. Joseph Nurlfi had just finished getting auctioned, and I asked him how he did.
Well, it wasn't as traumatic as I thought it was going to be. I kept a cool head and tried to, you know, just do a little vamping for the girls, and it worked out.
A lot of attention.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, oh, certainly. I've never felt more objectified, if that means anything. I felt very objectified. I mean, they're out there. They're out for blood, so.
As a man who's offering himself for sale to the highest bidder, each bachelor has to consider his presentation. In line in front of me was 6'5" dog-mushing, hay-mowing, horse-pack guide from Fairbanks, John Hogberg.
Well, I'm going to walk up there and just do what comes to me.
You rehearse?
No, I'm strictly off-the-cuff kind of guy. Yeah. I make up life as I go along, but try to learn from the past and have an expectation for the future.
Have you done the auction before?
Never.
Good feeling, waiting here next to the door, ready to go out there, huh?
The women are getting wild. Looks like the clothes removal is the thing that really works them up.
When Hogberg got called up, I couldn't see what was going on from behind the curtain, but I could hear his booming baritone as he serenaded the ladies with the bare necessities. That's one tough act to follow.
Heart's acting a little funny.
Then it was my turn on the auction block.
Not feeling so great.
Out of the way, ladies!
I strutted, I sang, tried my best to work the crowd, and I kept my clothing on. Before you know it, I was sold.
This is a cheap date.
What's your name?
Jane.
Jane. Why'd you buy me?
It's tax deductible.
Did you catch that? She didn't buy me because of my charm or for my looks. She bought me because I'm cheap and tax deductible. If you're curious to know the purchase price of a news reporter, well, a gentleman never tells. The bachelor's ball that followed was an incredible dance party, and single ladies shrieked through the streets of Talkeetna until the early hours. The girls were all still in town Sunday morning, so I paraded the slushy streets on a gentleman's mission to put a tender love song in the heart of every girl I saw.
Just one look, and I fell so hard in love with you. Oh, I found out how good it feels.
What's your name?
I carried on like this until I lost my voice. Over the weekend, 43 bachelors were sold to raise over $9,000 for women and children in distress. Hearts were ignited with the possibility of true love for sale. Most everyone managed to stay out of trouble, although we flirted with it heavily. If any ladies happen to slip out of town with a heart stolen during the bachelor auction weekend, we're begging you. Bring them on back anytime. From Talkeetna with love, I'm Lorian Nettleton.